Check your political correctness at the door. It's time for the Kate Daly Show.
But chickens are kind of like the gateway drug to conspiracy theories. So I think if you get chickens, you ultimately will become a conspiracy theorist. And here's the reason why I say that. Because you're going to get chickens, right? You're going to love having chickens. You're going to taste the eggs and you're going to recognize, like the one I just grabbed, thank you, right here. You're going to realize that they taste different. So you're going to start looking into, why do they taste different? Why do they look different? Why is the yolk darker? And then you're going to do that and you're going to realize that it's because they're not factory farmed. Then you're going to realize what factory farmed eggs look like. And then you're going to look at other foods. What happens when you look at the other foods? You're going to start baking your own sourdough because you realize, oh, bread has terrible preservatives in it. It's terrible for you. There's a million ingredients. So then you're going to be a sourdough person. And then you're going to be a garden person. Okay, which means you're going to try to separate yourself from the food system a little bit. After you do that, you're going to realize some of the medicinal properties in food and in your garden, like garlic and honey and all of those things. And then you're going to start feeling a little skeptical about the pharmaceutical world.
Oh, so true. You know, it doesn't take much to start asking questions because we're sort of surrounded with things that don't make sense. And so I love that clip. I think it's so funny. If you got chickens, man, you're on your way figuring things out in this life. So Easter weekend's approaching, and I know that your mind is on that, and I'm so glad. And I just kept thinking about the fact that the best way to honor that gift that we receive on Easter, the atonement of Christ, is that to understand what's going on in this world, to tell you the truth. And you're probably not going to hear any of this on any other talk show today in America, but I feel like it's worth visiting. I visited this a long time ago on the show, and I felt like it was worth visiting because I actually didn't spend too much time on this as I should have last time. But this really lays kind of the foundation for why I think what I think when I talk to you about what's going on with the presidency right now and the candidates and everything that's happening right now. You can really see it clearly when you understand that they were able to game both sides and that this was a clear... that the Illuminati was able to do what they did by honestly having control of the sides. Now, they couldn't control everything. So I talked about the fact that in the last hour, to weaken they wanted to weaken the British Empire and organize the French Revolution. They wanted to capitalize on the Revolutionary War and the fight for liberty and freedom from slavery, right? In order to, that what they wanted to do with it was to weaken the British Empire. And they actually had scheduled the French Revolution to start in 1789. But in 1784, just a few years prior, there was a real miracle that took place, kind of a true act of God that placed the Bavarian government in possession of evidence that proved the existence of this shadowy group. And that of the Illuminati, and that evidence could have saved France if they, the French government, hadn't refused to believe it. Now, if these, isn't that crazy? If these people had total control, then in some respects, America wouldn't have even happened because the fight for liberty was real. The people that wanted control at that time and forward is real too. Both are real. So it's very fascinating to me that as things move along like this, there was an opportunity to see the evidence and France refused to believe it. Amazing. So here's how that happened. It was 1784, and Weishaupt, who started the Illuminati, issued his orders for the French Revolution. And a German writer named Zweig put it into book form, and it contained the entire story and the entire plan about how this was going to be executed. So a copy of the book was sent to the Illuminists in France, headed by Weishaupt, I can't even say his name anymore, had delegated to foment this French Revolution, right? They had sent it to Robespierre. So the courier was struck and killed by lightning. No, I can't make this up. He was killed by lightning as he rode through Rawlstown on the way from Frankfurt to Paris. And the police found the subversive documents on his body and then turned them over to the proper authorities. And after careful study of this plot, the Bavarian government ordered the police to raid Weishaupt's home in his newly organized lodge of the Grand Orient, where they were concocting these plans and had the bankers on board and different people on board. Very interesting. All the additional evidence was discovered, convinced the authorities that the documents were genuine, right, that they found. And of these conspiracies, these well-laid plans that they wanted regarding the French Revolution, and they had planned to use these wars and revolutions to bring forth this sort of one world government. That was the goal. By weakening nations, controlling who had power and controlling who didn't have power, they could control. And we haven't even gotten to the UN yet. UN is their mechanism, a mechanism of this as well. So in 1985, the Bavarian government outlawed the Illuminati and closed the lodges of the Grand Orient and stifled them for just a minute. And then a year later, 1786, they published all the details of this conspiracy that this group had. And the English title was The Original Writings of the Order and Sect of the Illuminati. And copies of the entire things were sent to, of the entire conspiracy were sent to the heads of church and state in Europe. But the power of the Illuminati, which was actually the power of the Rothschilds, was so great with the heads of the church and the states of Europe that the whole warning was ignored. And the Illuminati became sort of a dirty word at that point and went underground. And most people don't know that story. Very, very fascinating. So, because the heads of state and church in France were deluded into ignoring all these warnings, the revolution broke out there in 1789 as scheduled by Weishaupt and And then in order to alert the other governments to their danger in 1798, they published a book called Proof of Conspiracy to Destroy All Governments and Religions. I mean, can you get any more bolder than that? Any more obvious than that? But the warnings were again ignored, exactly as we in America have been ignoring all the warnings about the United Nations and the Council on Foreign Relations here that do the bidding. They are the active agents of this plan here, amidst all the other ones. So this rebuff at the Congress of Vienna, created by the Tsar of Russia, Alexander I, didn't by any means destroy the Illuminati at all. It merely forced them to adopt this new strategy, realizing that a one-world idea was, for the moment, sort of killed off. The Rothschild decided to keep that plot alive, as they would have to do by heightening their control of the money system in Europe. And so there was a ruse of the outcome of the Battle of Waterloo that had been falsified. And Rothschild had spread a story that Napoleon had one bad battle. He spread the story that Napoleon had a bad battle. And that precipitated this panic on the stock market in England, and all stocks had plummeted down to practically zero. And guess what happened? Nathan Rothschild brought all the stocks. He bought all the stocks for virtually a penny on its dollar values, giving them great wealth, and gave them complete control of the economy of Britain and virtually all of Europe at that time. So immediately after Congress in Vienna had boomeranged, Rothschild forced Britain to set up a new Bank of England, which he absolutely controlled through Jacob Schiff, and engineered our Federal Reserve Act, which gave the House of Rothschild a secret control of the economy in the United States. It's like, how do you get here? How do you get to this place where you know everything is something is wrong, up is down, down is up, you can't believe people are falling for stuff, you have COVID, you can't believe people are falling for that. And it's a long time brainwashing, yes. At the end of the day, though, never, ever forget that God is more powerful than all of this. And I firmly believe that. So Albert Pike, so the plan that he came up with called for communism, Nazism, political Zionism, and other international movements to be organized and foment three global world wars, or at least two major revolutions. And the first world war was to be fought to enable this group, this Illuminati, to destroy Tsarism in Russia, as vowed by Rothschild. Remember, he was going to go get him because he had torpedoed his scheme at the Congress of Vienna. So to transform Russia into this stronghold of atheistic communism. So the differences stirred up by the agents of this and the Illuminati between the British and the German empires were to be used to foment this war. And after the war would be ended, communism would be built up and used to destroy other governments and weaken religions. It was a mechanism that was contrived. It didn't come naturally. And people, I don't know if people realize that. It was a mechanism devised, not that it's any less evil. I'm just saying that it was set up. It was devised. It was thought up. Okay. Same with Nazism. Same with all of these things. And then, of course, you have the controversies between the fascists and the political Zionists. And then, of course, Hitler, financed by the Warburgs, the Rothschilds, and other international bankers, right? And the slaughter of the Jews. And they permitted that. They were fine with that, this shadowy group. Sickening, isn't it? It's evil. It's evil. But it was all for this gain of world power. The control over the world. So international communism was to be built up and equaled in strength to that of United Christendom. And then when it reached that point, it was to be contained, kept in check until required for the final social big thing that was going to happen. Roosevelt, Churchill, Stalin put that exact policy into effect. Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy, all of them, Johnson continued on the same exact policies. World War III is that big moment. And World War III is to be fomented by using so-called controversies, the agents of the Illuminati, operating under a new name, of course, right? Now stored up between all of these people, the political Zionists, the leaders of the Muslim world. That's what we're seeing right now. The Pentagon just came out yesterday and said, we want to put American troops on the border in Gaza. Yeah. They want to put America. Why? We give Israel enough money to do what they're doing. Why would you need to do that? And so now you're sort of seeing sort of some of the end game with this. They want to put our troops on there, and they're quietly throwing this out in the press that they own, the Pentagon, so that they can calculate what people are going to speculate about this and say about this. Yeah. Our troops on the Gaza border. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.